Kabach and Changing Hands Books. I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for music lovers. The basis of the book Song of the Shank by Jeffrey Renard Allen is the true and incredible story of musical savant Tom Wiggins, also known as Blind Tom, one of the top-grossing concert attractions in 19th century America, who also toured Europe and captivated audiences there. Born a slave in Georgia, he was the first African-American to perform at the White House. Unfortunately, he and his family never shared in the vast sums of money he earned, a story that's repeated over and over again in African-American musical history. The author Jeffrey Renard Allen is the author of two collections of poetry, Stellar Places and Harbors and Spirits, and of the widely celebrated novel Rails Under My Back, which won the Chicago Tribune's Heartland Prize for Fiction. Allen's book of short stories, Holding Pattern, was published in 2008. Born in Chicago, he has a Ph.D. in English and Creative Writing from the University of Illinois, and is currently an associate professor of English at Queens College of the City University of New York. He lives in Far Rockaway, Queens. In recent years, Allen has worked with developing writers on the African continent. Song of the Shank is his second novel, published by Grey Wolf Press. It's the Kabach Changing Hands Book Notes selection for June 2014. The first part of the book is devoted to Tom himself, who was not only blind but autistic, an African-American slave and a talented pianist who, hearing something once, can reproduce it faithfully, and an inventive musician who can compose music as well. Allen puts us in the middle of Tom's sometimes confusing, awful, lonely world that is also by turns joyful, creative, and full of life. I found the first half of the book to be somewhat dreamlike, having an almost otherworldly, somewhat fragmented quality as perspective shifts from Tom to others. One of the problems in writing about an obscure historical figure is that you know next to nothing about the way the character really thought, acted, felt, and did things. The genius of Allen is that he manages to brilliantly bring Tom to life, a character whose actual personality and nature is lost to time, except in a few brief third-person accounts. Allen gives generous flesh to the bare bones of the story and the characters involved, making Tom real in a profound and satisfying way. Somewhat distracting in early sections of the book are Allen's copious use of parentheses and closing indicating characters' thoughts, even as he also describes those very same thoughts. For me, these insertions mostly hindered rather than helped. Overall, though, Song of the Shank is a wonderfully rich book, and Allen is one of those writers who reveals character slowly in stages, making for a richer, deeper, more interesting book as the characters reveal layers of their personalities over time. Interestingly, more than once, Allen makes the analogy of peeling back the layers of an onion, and it's in much the same way that he shows his characters to us. Allen's talent brings the various characters to vivid life in all their messy complexity. A profoundly satisfying summer read, Jeffrey Allen's Song of the Shank is well worth your time. It's the Kabach Changing Hands Book Notes selection for June 2014. To find out more about the book and to order it at a Book Notes discount, go to www.changinghands.com. For Kabach and Changing Hands Books, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for music lovers.